coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Perfection and Excellence.
We walk by faith, not by believing. To believe is to accept that something is real or that it is so. Okay? Now, faith, on the other hand, is acting as though it is so. You see the difference? And to act as though it's so, the word tells us it means to think as though it's so because you believe, to talk as though it's so, and to act as though it's so. He says, we also have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Can you see that? So it is the step beyond believing. When you have believed, it says, we believe and therefore have we spoken. We believe and therefore. You see, it's the result of it. So don't say, I believe. If you believe, then do what your believing has made you believe or made you have. A believer is a haver. You believe and you have. I ask people, if you've been in some of the conferences, I say, when you believed in Jesus, did you get anything? And I've asked ministers, and sometimes, you know, they scratch their head and just, they realize that they never thought about it. And so you've been preaching many years. You never thought about it. The Bible says, whosoever believeth hath. So I say, when you believe, did you get anything? And they never thought about it. The believer got something. But what did you get when you believed? He that believeth hath. When you believed, what did you get? You say, I received eternal life. Did you? You see, you probably didn't. Or if you did, something went wrong. He that believeth hath. Okay. If he that believeth hath, are you he that believeth? If you are, it means you got something. What was it you got? The first thing is eternal life. That's what you'd say. Oh, if you got eternal life, you got it all!
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call plus 234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.